John 8:29. Jesus Christ said, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone." Watch the statement he makes. "For I do always those things that please him." Christ, the perfect picture of perfect holiness in a man, illustrates the point perfectly. A Christian, follower of Christ, an apprentice of Christ, someone who follows Christ to be like him, to live like him, to walk like him. A Christian is a doer of the will of God and the will of God only. Come on, do you think Jesus Christ based his ministry on focus groups and surveys? Do you think Jesus Christ went out into the community to find out what the people wanted so he could draw in the masses? Jesus Christ lived his life for his Father. He said, "I will find out what my Father wants, what pleases my Father, and I will do it." He didn't focus on people. He focused first and primarily on the Father and the Father's will. When he was in the garden, folks, before he went to the cross, he says, "Father, let this cup pass from me." He didn't want to do it in his humanity. He said, "No." And yet he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." He had his affection set on things above, not on the things on this earth. No, he was following the Father. And I'll tell you what, that verse puts an end to all the arguments over the wickedness, over the idolatry of pragmatism. Folks, I hate it. I hate it. Street preaching doesn't work. Passing out gospel tracts doesn't work. Cold contact evangelism doesn't work. Expository preaching doesn't work. You know what I have to say? I don't care. I don't care. Oh, would to God we would give glory to Jesus Christ and Christ only. What he has given for us. Will we not give a little for him? Will we not give a little bit of shame? Will we not bear the shame of the cross? Will we not bear the pain? Will we not bear the difficulties? Will we not suffer a little for him who suffered so much for us? No, we will not. We want our entertainment. We want our good music. We want our children's programs and youth outreach. No, we want ping pong tables. Oh, would our desire be for Jesus Christ and Christ only, the will of God through the Word of God. That was our Lord. That was the example he put before us. That will be the fruit of true holiness in our lives, folks. That is the holy zeal God will stir in us if we'll but set our affection on things above.